The Star Report with Sasha Star.
So, Ben Affleck is finally a free man. At least he's out of rehab.
Who's he free from?
Rehab. So he spent 40 days in a rehab center getting treatment for alcohol addiction. And he has broken his silence about his struggle. And I really respect what he wrote. He said, battling any addiction is a lifelong and difficult struggle. Because of that, one is never really in or out of treatment. It is a full-time commitment.
It's true.
I'm fighting for myself and my family.
Amazing.
So he's out. And on top of that, you may recall that it was said...
Hold on a second.
Yes.
It wasn't that long ago that he was taken off to rehab.
He was taken off...
But it was about a month ago, right?
Yeah, 40 days. So he is now out. And it was said at the time that they were waiting until he'd come out for himself and Jennifer Garner to finally sign the divorce papers. The fact that he's out, they've now signed. Apparently a private judge.
So now he can be with a nanny again.
Kathy, you're ruining a beautiful moment.
Oh yes, it is a beautiful moment when people sign their divorce papers.
You know, they actually have an incredible relationship because they're still very much present in each other and their children's lives.
Yeah.
They do a whole bunch of stuff together regularly. They're spending Halloween together at the end of the month. And it was very quick. A private judge came to Jennifer Garner's home. They signed
as
the papers.
As one does. You know, couldn't please just order a judge? Like, what is it? Dial the law.
So hopefully Ben is now on the road to recovery, or at least...
Listen, I think any addiction...
Yeah.
...is very, very, very difficult
Absolutely.
To beat. All right, what else you got?
Well, I'm pretty sad about this news. James Bond is never going to be a feminist because James Bond is never going to be feminist. And that is according to...
Why can't men be feminists?
Have you ever read James Bond?
I have.
He's definitely not a feminist.
Do we actually... Okay, so here's the conversation, Sash. Do we actually want him to be a feminist? Do we want him
it
to
would
be
ruin,
this
it would ruin the
emotionally...
Role.
Attached, involved, empathetic, compassionate person. Then he's not James Bond.
I don't think a feminist specifically requires all those qualities, but I mean the way he,
no, I'm just saying,
he
like,
treats
today,
women in the series is not very becoming.
Okay, but it's James Bond. That's
I know.
Why it's James Bond. Like, not everybody's going to be like that, and I don't think any little boys are going to look at that and say, "I want to be him." And
all the boys want to be James Bond.
Really?
Yeah,
you've just explained a lot
watch.
To me.
Want to talk into their watches and have fancy gadgets. But Barbara Broccoli, the longtime producer, has now said, Bond is male, he's a male character, he was written as a male, and I think he'll probably stay as a male. So we're
Thank
not getting
God.
Any
Thank God somebody
Bond.
In the world is still male. I'm sorry.
Doctor Who is a female now.
I know.
I think it's fascinating, though, to see the different perspectives that can be created with the character by having them swap genders. What do you think, Lind?
I'm sorry.
This wasn't listening.
I'm trying to get Kathy someone from the ANC.
So she's not really paying attention.
So I really wasn't.
All right. Sasha, can we put this out to our listeners?
Yes, please.
And here's the question. Do you wish that more men were like men?
No, that's not the question.
That's my question.
I want to know if you would like to see certain characters from a different perspective by having them swap genders.
Okay, so who
Even
could we
female
have?
Characters.
What about Noddy? If Noddy. Winnie the Pooh, if Winnie the Pooh was a little girl.
Well, the original Winnie the Pooh was a girl.
Pedophilia, hey?
The original Winnie the Pooh was a female.
You know what, I can
Winnie
believe it.
Bear.
It's like very nurturing and it is
yeah.
actually. Okay, so what other characters could swap genders?
But what about like quintessential female characters that have now...
Wonder Woman as a man.
Captain America, I suppose.
No, Wonder Woman as a man.
Okay, Wonder Man. They're going to work on that name. But let us know. I think it's an interesting debate on just psychology in terms of characterization of these characters. And finally, I'm ending off with a really happy story after all that. Tina Turner has been given a great gift by her husband, an organ.
Like a kidney?
Yes, like a kidney.
Not an organ that we play.
No, no. Actual blood-filled organ.
I mean, okay, if there weren't children listening. But, okay, so...
So she's actually about to release an autobiography entitled Tina Turner, My Love Story. And she reveals that in 2016, her kidneys were just completely failing. They're 20% and they were plunging rapidly. And her husband, Erwin Bach, who is a music producer, said to her that he would give her one of his kidneys.
I love that she's found love.
Yes. They've been together for 27 years.
I really love that she's found somebody who loves
after
her and
all
appreciates
that heartbreak.
Her. And yeah.
So the question is, what has love got to do with her? And that's your star report for today.
Did you see the story with Samantha Markle?
Since we're talking about it. I can't.
But
she's going after Meghan's mother now.
No, there's an update. She landed in the UK uninvited.
Yeah, she went to go and harass Meghan.
And she went with her publicist, who tweeted that she's in Europe and she's on her way, and one way or another, she's going to see the Duchess. Okay, then a day later, she arrived in the UK. Do you know that she's wheelchair bound?
I didn't.
She's got multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
So I don't know what her mobility is.
Right.
Anyway, so that was like news to me because I've only ever seen her sitting on television. So I suppose you don't really know.
Yes.
So she arrives and she's loving the UK and she's posting all these videos from Heathrow and or Gatwick or wherever it was, whichever.
Follow her on Instagram.
No, I don't follow her, but I do see it in the news. And then she tweeted that she's very sorry and that she did an interview. I think it was called Good Morning Britain or something.
Right.
And she said that that whole idea with Thomas Meghan's father being caught looking at these paparazzo pictures and that whole setup, that whole fake news setup, was actually her idea.
No.
Yes. So I think she's trying to make right. So how does she make right? She can't get near the Duchess of Cambridge.
Right.
She can't get near Meghan, right?
Yes.
And so she rocks up at Buckingham Palace, uninvited, demanding to be let in to see to see Meghan and Harry. And she was promptly turned away. She was ushered off.
Good.
So that, I just think... somebody so toxic. It's no wonder they hadn't spoken in 2 years.
I mean,
and had no contact.
I'm
sorry to be judgmental, but what is wrong with this person?
Surely she's of an age where she realizes that some people don't want to be in your life. And you should respect them enough to accept that and just move on.
Gosh, she's just so toxic. I feel so sorry for Meghan. I actually tweeted.
Yeah.
I tweeted at Kensington Royals. I'm so sad that Meghan has to go through this. Like, they've got so much ahead of them, and you've just got this toxic person who's just dragging them back and dragging them back and dragging them back.
Well, good thing they have really good security.
Yeah. All right, so what we want to know, I don't know, there was that guy who climbed over into the Queen's bedroom, but never mind. We'll leave it at good security for now. We've also put out a question to you just before we get some news headlines, and the question is, what gender roles? Okay, so think of a famous... movie character, right? Let's think. Roger Rabbit, okay? And which would you want to see Roger Rabbit as a woman? The reason being we're talking about this Doctor who for the first time is a woman.
Well, what about Harry Potter
Harry
as a female character?
And then Hermione would be a male.
Yeah.
Oh, then Hermione would be so annoying.
Even if you just
do we have to live
Harry?
But why do we have to swap anyone?
I just think it's an interesting psychological experiment.
Yeah, because now I just thought about it.
Yes, and how to mess us all up.
No, I would just like to see, no, not in the series they would swap. Yeah. But if, instead of a boy wizard, mm-hmm. it was a witch. So think about it. Hermione could have been the female character.
Why can't it be a girl wizard?
But you want to keep the story the same.
I'm just trying to think. Spain. Spain had a female king. Yes. Centuries and centuries ago. I think it was
female king.
In the 16th century. I think her name was Ferdinand or something like that. Ferdinand I.
There was a King Ferdinand in Spain.
It was a woman.
Mm-hmm. Really?
She took over. Yeah. She took over from her father.
Right.
And she said, I will not be a queen. I will be a king. And she crowned herself.
Interesting. What was
Go and look it up.
I'm going to.
I think it was Spain.
I'm not sure that's exactly what I was asking.
But what Sasha's saying, when we thought about it now, I think Hermione would be so annoying to me if she was a boy.
Oh, God. You know.
She's already annoying, but I don't know. I love her maybe
I'm sorry.
Because she's
I
a
love
girl,
men that are men. I don't want a man who spends more mirror time and has more facial products than I do.
I think if Harry Potter was actually a female character, she would be such a great example for young girls.
I don't know. I feel like they would have just killed Harry with the first.
Can I suggest something? I have been watching a series that was on television when I was in my late teens. And it's called Spin City.